from KQED.
It's been half a century since people with serious mental illnesses like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder were warehoused in state hospitals. Reformers dismantled that system, and the hope was people would receive care in community-based facilities. But that system was never fully funded, and over the years we've seen a whittling away of resources to the point there's now an acute shortage of hospital beds for psychiatric emergencies. Elaine Corey reports in the first of three stories this week.
Carol Ford, a great-grandmother with a mane of silver-gray hair, runs a community mental health center in Clear Lake, 100 miles north of San Francisco.
Just step outside and see if there's anyone out there that hasn't eaten yet.
She prepares lunch and leads support groups for her mostly homeless clients. It's hardly glamorous work, but Ford says this is her dream job.
I know that I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Ford hasn't always been so content. She had a traumatic childhood and many bouts of depression. As an adult, she often felt suicidal and recalls being dragged away to the hospital in Lake County, where it felt like she was dumped. There was no psychiatrist or therapist, no services of any kind. Ford would wait in the ER for hours for an evaluation, suffering all the while.
First of all, you hate feeling the way you're feeling. Horrible, and you know, you can't face life. Then you just there waiting sort of alone in your emotions, and it added to my anxiety, definitely added to my anxiety.
By the time a county mental health worker arrived, Ford was often so upset that she was in danger of hurting herself. So the worker would order her to be hospitalized without her consent for a three-day hold. But first, someone had to scour the state looking for a vacant psych bed.
Then it's another wait for the driver or the ambulance, however you're going to be transported. And then it's usually another, like, 2-3 hour drive.
Finally, says Ford, she'd be dropped off, frightened and alone, at some unfamiliar place several counties away.
The door's locked behind you, and you are surrounded by a bunch of strangers. It was horrifying.
The guiding principle of medicine is to do no harm. Yet advocates for people with mental illness say they go through this sort of ordeal all the time. Some lawmakers concede there's a problem. Daryl Steinberg is the president pro tem of the state Senate and the author of key legislation funding mental health services.
There are still significant holes in this system, and at or near the top of the list is the shortage of acute psychiatric beds.
It wasn't supposed to be this way. Reformers like Steinberg wanted to move mental health treatment from locked hospitals to the community, not dismantle it completely. But the system of community care never got fully built out. Meanwhile, because of corporate cutbacks and budget cuts, California wound up losing thousands of hospital beds once reserved for psych emergencies. Some areas were hit harder than others. Now, most of the rural northern counties have no inpatient mental health services at all.
This is where we triage the patients, so the nurses sit down with them.
Here at Sutter Lakeside Hospital in nearby Lakeport, you can have back surgery or give birth. But Chief Administrator Siri Nelson says if you're hallucinating or suicidal, then you're out of luck.
We're not a psychiatric facility, so no, we're not. We don't do that. We do medical care here.
Serious mental illness is a brain disorder which also requires proper medical care. But Nelson says there just isn't enough demand in this small county to make a psych unit profitable. And that calculation affects a wide array of other county services. Last year, Fire Chief Willie Cepeda had to transport 200 patients out of Lake County for psych treatment.
Those transports can be anywhere from minimum of a 4-hour turnaround time to as much as a 10 or 12-hour turnaround time when we've had to go to Salinas or up into Humboldt or Del Norte County.
And it's not just paramedics who are affected.
Respond to St. Helena Hospital.
If the patient might be dangerous, then law enforcement has to step in. Sheriff's deputies often have to monitor patients in the ER.
And we'll sit on these people for 8, 10, 12 hours at a time.
That's how long it can take for a county mental health worker to arrive. Lieutenant Chris Chakowski says the wait is a hardship for the patient, but also for his department.
If that deputy is on overtime, you're talking out time and a half. If that deputy's not on overtime, you're taking a deputy off the street.
It's a bad situation all around, says Christy Kelly, behavioral health director for Lake County.
It's difficult for law enforcement because they may need to stand by to make sure that it's safe. It's difficult for the emergency room because that's their patient and they want to move their patients on. It's difficult for the mental health department because we're trying to find placement and we're calling and calling and calling and calling and we're getting a lot of no's.
That's because the moment one patient is discharged from a psych bed, another is moved in. So the timing has to be just right.
We just keep calling until we get a yes.
And as hard as it may be to find an emergency psych bed for adults, it's even harder for children.
And it had been 5 days, and she was not getting helped. She was getting worse and worse and worse. She's confined. There's no intervention. There's no therapy. There's no services. There's nothing.
In all of California, there are now fewer than 100 beds reserved for kids. I'll have more on that tomorrow. For the California Report, I'm Elaine Corey.